Now, I'm not going to share the gospel this morning. I've asked Janice to share a reflection on this gospel. So I invite Janice to come and share. Thank you.
And just a story that's, I think, well known to us, something that I heard many times in Sunday school. But it's, the reading starts with the Pharisees criticizing Jesus for his mission and his ministry to sinners and tax collectors, people who they look down on. And it starts with these Pharisees who are very self-righteous, and Pharisees and scribes who are very self-righteous and questioning Jesus' ministry. The reading for today skips through two parables. The other two parables are the story of the lost sheep and the story of the lost coin. And so we pick it up again at verse 15 with the parable of the prodigal son. So the son wants to take his share. That would have been one third of the estate, because he was the younger son and the older son gets the additional portion. And he goes and he really goes and squanders the money, and comes to a very low point in his life. He's feeding pigs, looking after pigs. For a Jewish man, it can't get much worse than that, because pigs were seen as an unclean animal. So he is spending his day with animals that are seen to be unclean. So he comes to his senses and starts to return to the father with this mission, this idea, plan, to go and be a servant or a slave in his father's home. But the father's love for him is not dependent upon him coming back. The father loves him. The father's waiting for him. He doesn't change his mind and think, okay, yeah, come in after the son comes in and repents. He is there waiting for him, calling him back, as God calls us. And when he arrives, they have the feast, and he's given, they go and get the finest robe. This is something which is given to a guest of honour. So instead of being a slave, he's now a guest of honour. The ring put on his finger is a symbol of authority, and the sandals are worn by a free man, not by a slave. So it's reassuring that he's getting his freedom in returning to the family. But someone is missing from the celebration. What about me? It isn't fair. And we see the other son, the older son, is very much like the Pharisees and scribes who were critical of Jesus. You can see that sense of envy, self-righteousness. I did everything. And he seems to portray some misguided belief that he is earning the father's favour by doing everything, staying home and in his own mind, living a life of obedience to his father. But when you look at his words, he's actually quite disrespectful. You know, in his some of his criticism of the father. And he blames the father for the son in some of those words, you know. That son of yours. Not my brother, that son of yours. So he has this very disrespectful attitude to the son, not quite the righteous view that he perceives himself. But the father very gently explains to him that his brother was lost, and the father puts it back in the family terms. Yeah. Your brother was lost. And so we see these, I think the two, for me, the two messages from this this story is that we're reconciled to the Father by grace, by his grace, and also that we have, as came through from the other reading that Kim read from Corinthians, that we have this ministry of witnessing to that reconciliation. So we have this ministry of to preach this reconciliation. And those notions of self-righteous, whether it's self-righteousness or envy or some misguided sense of fairness, can get in the way of the family, as it did in this story here, and also in our ministry to others. So that's my few takes away from today's reading. Thanks. I hope that's of some help to you.
Yes, thank you. That's great.